So here we have a very advanced consciousness sitting in the audience here. People destined for celestial realms, heavenly realms, and enlightenment. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. You'd be at the ball game. Why would you be here? It's because you've already chosen your destiny, and that's what makes this fascinating. So I want to save you a few eons. So. So what is happening is this giant electromagnetic field, and picture God as a giant electromagnetic field, whose power is infinite, without parts, without neurosis, without psychosis. Not the God of the Old Testament at all, but the infinite source of all creation. Out of the unmanifest arises the manifest, which arises as creation, which is continuous, so that what you're witnessing is the unfolding of creation as you become aware of it to sequential perception. But nothing is happening sequentially, only your perception. If you walk around something and see it like this and like that hologram, you're not causing it to be that at all. You understand? As you witness it sequentially, the sequence is in your witnessing. This sequence is not in the hologram. The hologram is standing there. But as you move it, you see it as though it's moving. You understand? It's like a kid's flip chart. You know, they're all stationary, but as you flip through them, it looks like the guy's throwing a ball. So that you see that creation and evolution are one and the same thing. There's no conflict. No conflict is possible. Evolution is the way in which creation unfolds itself. What did you think? Creation was going to come out of nothing and then suddenly be everything there is? I mean, oh, God. You got to be really naive to see that there's a conflict between creation and evolution. There's no conflict between. People want to make political hay out of it. That's why they pretend they don't see that. You know, anybody with an IQ over 50 sees that, it's obvious. Creation and evolution are one and the same thing. So there's this enormous field of power that contains all within it. That which has the potential to come into existence then is energized into existence, and its source is the infinite presence of God as creator. All things come into manifestation, and they come into the form. The form is then dependent on the intrinsic potentiality which arises out of their karmic inheritance. The seed lies in the ground. It has the potential to become a marigold, but it's not a marigold. It's only a seed in the ground. Can anything cause it to be a marigold? Try causing it to do anything. You can't cause it to do anything. I demand that you become a marigold. You cannot cause it, because cause is force. Causation is force. Creation is power. On the other hand, a little bit of sunshine, a few drops of rain, and now you've provided the conditions in which its karmic potentiality comes into manifestation, and it only can do so because of the infinite power of the field that allows the potentiality to become an actuality. Therefore, creation is continuous. Your own karmic potentiality is which is what is unfolding at this moment. Everything comes into existence. Nothing has within itself the power to create its own existence. That's the ultimate stopper to the atheist, who can only now go back to causality and say, well, what about billiard balls? What about them billiard balls? A hits B, hits C, hits D, hits E, you know, right, so.